The log is off.
Hello, mate.
Hello, how are we doing?
Yeah, not bad.
I'm going to start off with a sincere apology. I have been away on a lad's stag trip, and I've come back with a very, very, very croaky voice. I've got what is commonly known in the business as karaoke cough.
Where did you go?
Damn it. I was trying to keep that secret. I wanted you to think I was cultured and I'd been to Portugal or somewhere like that.
They done karaoke?
I've been basically to Newcastle in the sun, Benidorm.
Yeah.
It wasn't even sunny, by the way. It was cold and pissing it down. I'd taken one fleece with us and I had to wear it the whole time because it was that cold. I only had shorts and short sleeve shirts.
What were you rocking on the karaoke then?
I was rocking Bob Seger, All Time Rock and Roll, several times.
Yeah.
We were in the karaoke pub for 13 hours.
Was that just because you enjoy karaoke?
It was a big rugby day as well. So we had two games of Six Nations, which started off the whole thing. And then after the Six Nations, we went straight into karaoke. It was wonderful. And the DJ was from Washington.
You're joking.
No, he was, well, he said he lived in Chester Street, but he'd lived in Concord. So.
Wow.
Small world.
Can we have a drink?
Yes, let's have a drink. We've had our avid listeners, we've had some technical issues. So this is actually the fourth time we've recorded this bit of the podcast.
So we'll die for a drink.
Actually, my cough is coming. My karaoke cough is coming back now because I haven't had a drink.
I was going to make you sing, but...
I'm coming into a very, very good brewery this time. Deer. Consistently good brewery from Gloucestershire. This one's called Living In and Out of Tune. And this one caught my eye because it's made with a mixed fermentation of beer and wine, which means that it's grape and orange juice. So sounds quite good to me. So this is Deer, Living In and Out of Tune, 7%. And this is actually, it doesn't say it on the can, but this is actually a Buck's Fizz beer.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh, I love a Buck's Fizz.
It doesn't say it. One of my favourite Christmas drinks, a Buck's Fizz.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's a legitimate drink that you can have at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because it's got like one of your five a day in it. It's got a bit of fizziness, so it feels Christmassy.
Just on Christmas morning, mine, not every day.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, just on Christmas Day. So we're going to crack into this straight away. Do you want to give us a bit of a critique on the old canner?
I think this is the worst can art we've had.
It is. Deer have usually got like cartoony art, but this one's a bit weird.
It's hideous.
Yeah.
It's like a
crocodile.
A crocodile with loads of oranges, grapes. I don't like that at all. It's poo.
So, well, I'm thinking this will be good. I've got a feeling this might be lively, though.
Ah, what? I've just got a new mouse mat after the bloody smoothie disaster.
Right, are we going for it? Let's go.
Oh, actually, it's all right. Yeah, it's fine. I've just had a smell of that. And do you know what it smells like?
Buck's Fizz.
Buck's Fizz? Yes.
Wow. Right. Oh, it's not so bad, is it? It's like Buck's Fizz.
Right, I'm going to let this settle a bit because I'm going to have a big old mouthful of this for the first one. I'm normally cautious, but this is quite exciting.
Right. Cheers.
Hang on. Ugh.
Mm. Well, I think the first thing we've actually been brought to speechlessness there.
It's
wow.
That's It's quite boozy though, isn't it? It tastes quite boozy.
Well, it's 7%, so it's fairly
true.
Fairly heavy. Yeah, so this says that it's brewed unfiltered, unpasteurized, unfined, and it doesn't give anything else away on the can whatsoever apart from it's a hybrid beer wine fermentation with orange juice. I think that's really good, actually. It's a big can as well. Days always come in 500 mils, so it's a big half pinter, a big half litre.
Ah, that's really nice, isn't it?
Mm. Different, isn't it? Where we're going on the colour chart for this, I think we decided that we were no longer going on the urine scale. I think we're going on to...
That's dilute the orange.
It's just like dilute the orange, isn't it? Like a fairly thick dilute the orange. Oh, I think it's weak. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, sorry. I'm really sorry. This is the time where the burps get us.
What was your diet like in Benidorm?
Right. So let me just put this into context. So I arrived at the airport at 2 o'clock.
PM.
Karaoke cough. On Thursday. Okay, so that's straight to the bar. And that night I got in at 5 o'clock in the morning. The second night, so that night we didn't have anything to eat at all. I had a Marks and Spencer sandwich on my way to the airport, and that was it. So nothing at all that day. Second night, I got in at 5:30 in the morning, but I did eat. I had one tapas, which was a piece of sliced baguette with a piece of Roquefort cheese on all day. And then I ate a little bit better on the third day. I had some Richmond sausages.
Yes.
I didn't really. I ate a little bit better. I had a beef baguette and a chicken kebab on the Saturday. And then on the Sunday, when it was coming home time, I had a pizza and another baguette at the station. So I've literally had about six things to eat all weekend.
That's not good, is it?
I have taken my calories and sustenance purely from Guinness and San Miguel and some gin and some hooch at one point and some blue WKD hooch at another point. Do you know blue WKD is only 3.7%? It's like just drinking. It's like drinking a pint of John Smith's.
It's another reason not to drink it.
It is absolutely vile, but not quite as bad as hooch.
See, I don't mind. Well, I say I don't mind hooch. I do mind it. But if I was going to have one of those two, I would have hooch.
It's changed. It used to be like lemonade hooch, didn't it? It was like really lemonade-y, and it was like old-fashioned lemonade, but quite nice. Doesn't taste like that anymore. It tastes of just what's synthetic sugar?
Sweetener, like sweetener.
Yeah, it just tastes like that. It's vile. I reckon it's because it used to be made out of pure sugar, and now they're not allowed to do that. And I'm sure it used to be 5% as well, or over. And it's only 4% now.
It was massive in the like mid to late 90s, wasn't it?
Do you remember there was
almost drinking it?
There was all sorts of alcohol pops. There was bloody... Do you remember Smirnoff Mules?
Smirnoff Ice, yeah. Smirnoff Mules.
Smirnoff Mules were delicious. Smirnoff Ice. Okay. Yeah, Bacardi Breezes. I think you can still get them, can't you?
There was a thing where in the 90s, everything had the word ice after it.
Yeah.
Like Foster's Ice.
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 You know, like the iPod, because everything was also iPod, wasn't it?
Yeah.
When I was a student in the late 90s, there was a club, a nightclub in Leeds, and it was, I can't remember what it was bloody called. It was right on the corner by the train station. And it was £5 in, drinks are free. £5 drinks are free. So obviously no one abused that as a student, did they? But they used to have this drink, and I've never seen it then. I only saw it ever in that place. I've never seen it since. And it was called Red. R-E-D. And it was like a red liquid in a bottle. And I don't even know what it was. It was some sort of fruit something red. But basically, because it was £5 in and drinks were free, people were getting like eight of these. People walked around with like four bottles in each hand drinking. And basically, that nightclub on a night after everyone was kicked out just looked like a murder scene because everyone was just spewing up red. It was absolutely disgusting.
That reminds us of, remember Pink Kangaroos? That was a popular drink at one point. And all the girls would drink them and then vomit pink liquid for an hour.
Have we had this discussion on the pod before about Pink Kangaroos? I think we have, haven't we? I mean, it's gone a while back, I think. Like, first time.
Maybe
a refresher. So what was in a Pink Kangaroo? So I know it definitely had half a cider in it.
Blackcurrant.
Blackcurrant. Pernod.
Yeah.
I think it had vodka in as well.
Did it? Mental.
And then did it have something like, not eggnog, what do you call it? Avocado. Was that the other one? To like creamy it up a bit.
What's that? What's the kangaroo part then? Must have some in Australian. Foster's.
Yeah, half of Foster's.
So was it what's lager, cider and blackcurrant called? Is that a diesel?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't actually know it's in a Pink Kangaroo. I'm looking it up as we speak. Pink Kangaroo. Oh, amazingly, it's brought up several sports teams. Right, Pink Kangaroo. Right, I don't think this was ever a part of ours, but right. So a Pink Kangaroo is one part vodka, one part avocado. Got those two.
Yeah.
One part blackcurrant. Top up of cider, dash of lemonade, top up of cider, two parts coconut milk. they never had that in the club.
That would have been, what was that coconut drink called?
Oh, Malibu.
Malibu, that's what
I bet that's what it was replaced by, yeah, Malibu. Yeah. That is a boozy drink for a youngster, isn't it?
Yeah. Pints as well.
Pints of it, yeah, it came in pints, didn't it?
No wonder all them girls were absolutely mortal drunk every time we went to anywhere.
I don't think I could drink that now.
No.
Although it is sounding quite appealing, I've got to say.
I'd vomit. I wouldn't mind trying it.
That's the thing. So on this boys' trip that we've just been on, there were 17 of us there. So it's quite a big number. But I was just thinking that, you know, when you talk about girls like vomiting when they're younger. And also, I think girls fall out. So got on the plane to fly to Benidorm and there was three girls on a stag do, on a hen do that were flying out. And I was sat by myself. I wasn't with the rest of the people. So I sat by myself and they got progressively more pissed. And I realised it was because they'd opened their bottle of vodka from duty free. Just ploughing through the litre of vodka that they'd bought. At one point, they started vaping as well on the plane, which I don't believe is a very good idea on a plane. I don't think they take kindly to it.
Did they get told off?
Yeah, they got told off. But then she ended up, that one of these girls was stood up and she was like talking like to her friends down the aisle and she ended up spilling vodka and Fanta all over us. So I wasn't that best pleased. But it got me thinking, though, that at one point they were definitely crying. So I know pissedness and women can go like that sometimes. But the 17 of us did not have a crossword between us for 4 days.
That's good. I think that's the size of the group, though. I think lads, sometimes if you're in a smaller group, but sometimes people get annoyed with other lads and stuff like that, you know, think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, bloody hell, we used to spend a lot of time together and I used to hate you at times.
I've thrown things at you.
Really, I never really hate
you.
I was just trying to loot you. I was just trying to loot you in. Thanks for that, mate. What a cunt you turned out to be.
Cheers.
Well, here we are 43 years later, so it can't be that bad.
True.
So Benidorm, freezing cold, terrible. Back to the beer.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's gone dead flat.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to, I think. I think it's probably got a lot of carbonation that's just going to die on the glass. Have you got a clean glass?
Yeah. Cheeky.
I didn't mean it like that.
I want one. I want a glass like yours, though. Hold your glass up.
Do you know where I got this glass from? You like this? Do you know where I got that glass from?
No.
I stole it from Wetherspoons. I didn't really. I didn't really. If Wetherspoons are listening, if Tim Martin is listening, I didn't.
I've seen the ones where they've got that, but they haven't got the thing at the bottom, so it's just like that shape, but like...
Yeah, like that.
What's that called?
I don't know. It's a nice glass, that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I like
that. That's for the next episode.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I've been doing this week. Being IT support for my parents.
Oh, jeez.
So I've got...
Did it involve a calculator and a receipt coming out the end of it?
No, they're not quite that bad yet. But my dad's got one of them, I think you had one of them flip phones, you know, the Samsung ones where you fold out. I have no idea why, because he literally only uses his phones for phone calls and messages. He may as well just have like a 3310 or something. So he couldn't get on the Wi-Fi. And he was out, and I've had to explain the difference between Wi-Fi and mobile data to my parents about 20 times, to the point of going, Wi-Fi in the house, mobile data outside, because that's the only way they remember it. And you know when you're trying to talk through someone, like technical on the phone, but you can't see what they can see?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, honestly.
It's horrible.
Press the button for Wi-Fi. What is that? It's the semicircles that get smaller. Right. Is it blue? No. Well, press it until it's blue. Oh, it's gone blue. Oh, it's grey now. Stop pressing it. I was quite patient with him, but I was just at one point, I was just like, I'm just going to hang up. I don't know what to do.
I'm done.
I don't know what to do. And then he does this thing as well. Like, I mean, I've seen this with other people. You'll say, press on that, and they'll go, what that? And they'll click on something completely random.
Just remember as well, these are the people that were setting the trend in the 90s with their email or phone.
How
times have changed.
Your dad's always been techie, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when we got that? We got the PC with Windows.
Yeah.
95, I think it was.
Yeah, no, it was even earlier than that, wasn't it?
And the modem and stuff.
Yeah, he had a modem. Yeah, it had a modem attached to it, didn't it?
We used to go in the chat rooms and wind people up.
Yeah. Early trolls.
We were the first trolls.
Yeah.
It was funny, that.
He was really savvy with tech, wasn't he?
Yeah. So I don't know what's happened.
Do you know what? I'm really, really impatient. Like, my patience scale when it comes to helping people with technology is like 100 mile an hour straight away. I just get annoyed instantly if someone asks for help. I'm the most unhelpful IT person ever. And the girls keep saying to us here, they keep saying, you know, one day you will turn into your mum and dad and you will need someone's help. And if they talk to you like that, you're going to be so upset. And I kind of get that, because there's times now when I'm looking at stuff and thinking, I don't know what that is.
I used to think that would never happen, but actually I think it does. I think what you wake up one day in your late 60s and all your tech things just gone.
Yeah, and you just think, oh, hang on, I don't know how to program in Mike Tyson anymore.
I've said this before, but my parents call the Amazon Fire Stick Netflix because that's what they watch Netflix on. Yeah. So my dad will ring us up and go, we can't get Netflix working. So you do all the stuff that you think, well, try logging in. And then I realised he was talking about his Amazon Fire Stick.
Plug it in the back of the telly. It'll work. even like Fire Sticks, though. Like, obviously, they're dead easy to use, but there's quite a lot you can do with an Amazon Fire Stick that I barely touch the surface of.
Like, yeah.
I was quite pleased with myself the other day because we were looking for some new tiles for our bathroom because we're rock and rollers. And I was quite pleased because my wife found a picture and I used Google Lens for, I think, the first time ever to say, would like something like that, please.
Yeah, I've used that before. It's cool.
Good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was quite pleased with myself. And that's not even difficult tech, is it? That's been around for ages because I remember that was the first time I ever used that when it came out. It was used to like decipher signs. Remember, you used to take a picture of it on Translate, and it used to translate the sign, which was mind blowing at the time. Mind blowing.
We've got AI now with that GPT chat and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, it's awesome, isn't it?
I think like so. My missus is doing a course at the minute at uni, and I'm just going, just use that. She's going, but it's cheating. I'm like, it's not.
I have never had an original thought in my life.
What? Because that's what I said. I said, all you're doing is reading someone else's shit and then putting it into your words. So what's the difference?
It's a difference, yeah. Whether it's a real person or a bloody computer, it makes no difference.
Yeah.
I got this thing for the Microsoft AI image generator. I'll see if I can find it and post it up. But I was laughing because I was sat on the settee. We've got an orange settee, so it's quite distinctive settee. So I wrote in something along the lines of fat bloke with a beard sitting on an orange settee with a dog next to him. The dog has a stripe down its face and he's watching the television. And I thought there was a fucking video camera it was that accurate. It was literally just me sitting there, belly sort of half crescent and coming out the bottom of my pants. It was amazing. It was. It even looked like our settee. It was wild.
Do you know what? I think that the only pitfalls of that image AI stuff is, like, you could literally have an AI of you now, like, admitting you've done something or saying something. Like,
well, you sent me. Bad. What did you send me? You sent me that thing the other day. Who was it? Which one? Who was it? Was it?
I can't remember what it was called, but it was Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. So that was it.
You like put in what you wanted to say, and then it makes the famous people. So I just picked Joe Rogan. Famous people say whatever you want. That's going to get tricky, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you can see the pitfalls written all over that, can't you? Oh, bloody hell!
I know.
So I've got one last bit of reminiscing to do now. I'm going to mention the late great Dave Myers, Hairy Biker number two or number one.
It's a tough one, that, wasn't it?
Well, sad. He was a well nice bloke.
Yeah, and I think because he had been ill, hadn't he? But I thought he'd gone into remission or something.
Yeah, obviously there was something a bit more to it, I think, than that. But what a shame. He was like, they're like kindred spirits for us, because the other one's from Washington, isn't he?
Yeah, Wednesday Roberts, yeah.
Yeah, and then Dave Myers was from Barrow, which is now not that far from me on this side of the country. So,
Do you know what their real jobs are?
Yeah, they were like TV people, weren't they?
Yeah, so I think Cy King was like a location finder.
Yeah, the other one was a makeup artist. Like
a prop makeup artist, yeah.
They did prosthetics. That was his speciality.
That's wild, isn't it? How did they get into that?
They worked on the Catherine Cookson films.
I think Cy King worked on Harry Potter as well.
Really?
Yeah.
However, what I will say, though, is there is now an opening in the market for two fat hairy blocks. Too soon?
Well, as we worked out last time, I could ride a bike, so you better get crack a lack of mate.
Yeah, I definitely can't. Definitely can't. Right, so let me pick up my can again. So we're looking at the deer, living in and out of tune. I think definitely a Buck's Fizz drink. I think it's got some, it's pretty nice. I think it's refreshing, isn't it? 7% doesn't feel like 7% at all. I might just go straight in with you, mate. Is the lager on or the lager off?
Lager's off.
The lager's off.
100%. It was never in doubt, that one, really. No. So I've lost. So as we get on with this podcast, it becomes less and less about beer and more about chuntering away at each other. Which I quite like, and I hope people, if people want to like listen to our earlier podcast, they were quite beer heavy.
Yeah, they were. Like the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes of every episode was just now, sometimes you talking about beer and me going,
Sometimes I forget that we're drinking beer now. Which is kind of nice.
I suppose now I'm more educated in how hops work and
What word?
That. Hops. I wish I'd thought of something clever to say before I opened my mouth there.
Just explain how hops work to us.
Yeah, I can't. But I tell you what, mate, one of the things that I was never thought I would like is things that taste of other things, because I normally hate that.
So you never wanted to be in a taste of Buck's Fizz before, did you?
No. Because if you told us that before, I'd have just been like...
And I bet you'd have gone, oh, this is vile. This is vile. This is stupid.
Do you know what we haven't had yet, right? And I'm absolutely amazed. So when I've been to like beer festivals and stuff like that, and I've tried different ales and stuff like that, there's this, I don't know what type of beer it is, but it's like a brown beer, like a dark beer, right? What? You laughing at?
It's like a brown beer, probably about 80% of them are.
Okay, but it's a brown beer, right? I'm not naming a specific beer here, I just know what I've had.
Is it Newcastle Brown Ale?
No, man, stop. Let us finish. And it always tastes like flowers, and it's disgusting. And I haven't come across that yet. I haven't come across that yet with any of the beers I've had.
A brown beer that tastes of flowers?
It's got like a really floral, perfumey taste.
Don't know. Maybe we'll come across it on our voyage of discovery.
Well, I hope not, because it was fucking disgusting. Also,
my karaoke cough.
We're also coming towards the end of series 2 of the longest podcast.
Nine episodes in, are we? Eight episodes in.
So we're going to come up with something for the 10th one. The last one. So remember the last series.
The last one we had was a wild card, wasn't it? Episode 10, season 1 was a wild card.
It was that...
Gers.
Oh, shit. Gers.
Yeah. And then we had the special, which was quite good fun, which was the drunken special.
Maybe we should just do that again. Have 4 beers in one episode.
Yeah, 4 heavy beers. 4 heavy stouts.
Do you know what's funny about that? I was listening to that recently because I had to do a little bit of media management on them. And you don't seem to get drunk. But like in the last 20 minutes, I'm just soused.
It does go downhill at the end. At the end, there's a lot of...
At one point, I just shout, monks.
I spoke to my wife when I was away in the dorm, and it was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. And I said, "Hiya, love, how are you doing?" She went, "Well, you've had a drink." Just immediately, it was like, I thought I was absolutely fine. So I think when I think I'm not drunk, then other people must be able to see that I am. It's a lifetime of practice, though, Dan. It's a lifetime of practice.
I know, but I'm like, I just turn into a tit straight away, whereas you're a bit more reserved.
Yeah, but again, years of practice. I've done my tittishness.
And
I've been very successful at my tittishness over the years as well.
I remember a skiing trip one time when we were younger.
You've never made us seem more middle class than what you've just said there. Never. People think we went to like private school or something.
Shall we keep the ski trip to talk for the next one?
I can't really remember what happened on the ski trip, to be honest.
Well, I'll tell the story then. So I think we were about 14 on the ski trip, right? And it was literally people from council estates going to this like ski resort. I don't know how our parents afforded it. We might have got like grand people specials or something. But we went on this skiing trip, and I remember you got drunk one night, which was obviously completely, I don't know, it was legal there, wasn't it? You can drink at like 13 or something in Italy. And
I got drunk.
You came in our room and you had pyjamas on, like proper pyjamas, and you spat in your pyjama pocket, the top pocket, It went like that. I went, keep that for later.
Not a clue. That is, I'm horrible. Disappointed with myself.
I don't think you do that.
I'm disappointed with myself 20 years, 30 years later. I'm disappointed with myself.
To be fair, you were 14.
Yeah. I remember having loads of, because you had to get your camera film developed, didn't you? You had to take a camera and then get film developed. And I remember there being a lot of photographs of vomit in toilets from school trips.
That's a good point, though. How did we afford that? How did our parents afford that?
I don't know. I presume it was. I don't know. I mean, I think I went skiing 3 times. I think with this school.
Did you?
Yeah, because I went sixth form as well.
Yeah. Anyway,
God knows.
Anyway. We'll maybe think of some of the stories of that next time.
Yeah. So we'll end up on another Loggers Off. Dan, how did the responses for you last episode? Oh, it hasn't been published yet, has it? You made a cry for people to comment.
Yeah, it has been published. Still no comments.
No comments. So please, no. We implore anyone who's listening to this to please, goddamn, leave a comment for Dan. Otherwise, he's going to go stir crazy.
I was actually thinking the other day of logging in as a different account and putting a comment on.
I tell you what, you don't do that. I'll get the wife to do it for you, and then you can pretend it's from someone you don't know. But we do. We would like you to make a comment, please, if you are listening, even if it's just to say how terrible it is, how much you don't like listening to it, how you'll never listen to it again. The fact that we're giving this message out at the end of the episode does mean that you're still here. So we don't want any of your fibs either.
Even if you just say fatty, I'll be over the moon.
So maybe we do some snippets on the Instagram, which is at Loggers Off.
Yeah.
So we do some snippets on there of these recorded versions. So maybe we can do a snippet of this one and say, please call us fatties. Anyway, on that note, on that note, at Loggers Off on Instagram.
Yeah. At Loggers Off Podcast. We're on YouTube, the Loggers Off Podcast.
YouTube.
We're on TikTok now.
TikTok, Loggers Off.
Yeah, we're not dancing on it like.
No, we're not dancing on it. We're spitting in our pockets.
We're on Facebook.
Facebook. I'm on at Beery Banter on Instagram is my personal account, which I do a lot more Beery stuff, although I haven't done a lot for a while because I've been a bit busy, so I haven't done a lot. And Dan, you don't even know what your account is, do you? But we do have Untapped as well, Untapped, and we've got you'll be putting this beer on Untapped, won't you?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
What's our Untapped? At Loggers Off.
The Loggers Off Podcast.
Loggers Off Podcast on Untapped. So it'd be great to get some followers on there as well. So please do give us a comment. And if you are listening and you're still here at the end, thanks. Okay.
Okay, mate. Well, looks like we've got through that without any technical difficulties.
A few karaoke coughs my end, but and a few incredible technical difficulties at the beginning of the podcast for us, but we got there. We got there in the end.
Yeah. Okay, mate.
Have fun.
All the best.
See you soon.
I'll see you on the next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Loggers Off. The Loggers Off.